Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How may I assist you today?
Yes, my name is Larry Huntley, and I seem to have been charged by you all for something that I did not order, not purchase.
Okay. May I have your zip code?
39360.
Thank you. And can you verify the name on the account?
Larry Huntley.
Just a second, Mr. Larry. Can you spell your first name for me?
L-A-R-R-Y.
Last name, please.
H-U-N-D as in Douglas, L-E-Y.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll see your account just a second. And you sure it was ordered under Larry?
It has to be Larry Huntley or Gail Huntley. G-A-L-E, Gail.
That's your first name?
That's my wife's first name.
Okay, well, let me get the zip code again.
39360.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Gail Huntley. I see a Gail Huntley.
Okay.
And can you verify that address?
985 Shibuta, Yucata Road, Shibuta, Mississippi.
Okay. So I do see a charge where you enter a contest entry. You've got an email, and she entered a contest to win anything.
She didn't enter a contest to win anything. She had received something where she had won something.
Well, and she actually put her card information in to enter a contest, and which would be the vacuum cleaner.
Well, I'm sorry. This seemed to be false advertising because what was received on the telephone was that what she was going to win, what she had gotten a vacuum cleaner, a Dyson, I believe.
Vacuum cleaner.
And
when she entered that contest to win for the vacuum cleaner, it also enrolled her into a meal plan product app.
No.
Well, it will tell you, if you read the terms and the conditions, it has all of that under there. So was you able to read that?
We were supposed to have been paying from what we read on the phone. She was supposed to have been paying shipping and handling.
Right. But she has, it also lets you know that you have a couple of days to decide if you want the product or you don't. If not, they will charge you for the full amount for the meal app as well. And she didn't cancel that trial. So that's why it charged you for the full amount of $59.89.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to dispute that because, like I say, as far as I can see, this is false advertising. When you got to go over about 13 pages of stuff and you're under the impression, or they give you the impression yes, a false impression, then that's false advertising.
Well, since the charges are valid, I can do a 35%.
Sounds like a lot from 65, doesn't it?
Okay, what about 55%? I'm sorry, 50%.
What about all of it? Because
these charges. I'm his wife. He placed that order for me. I'm his wife.
I understand, but these charges.
Listen at me. I'm enrolling a meal prep pan. I haven't received no vacuum cleaner. I received absolutely nothing.
Because you didn't win the vacuum cleaner, you paid.
Okay. How am I going to pay shipping and handling on something that I didn't win?
Because you paid to enter to win.
No, I did not pay then. I paid shipping and handling. You all put me down for that. I paid shipping and handling. I'm not crazy. I didn't pay to enter.
I apologize, but I'm telling you.
You won. That was supposed to be for shipping and handling. I supposed to be receiving my package. And I hadn't received anything except bills.
And they didn't put down what shipping and handling was.
And you didn't put no price on shipping and handling. You told me to enter the card information. You didn't do it. It says enter the card information for shipping and handling.
But it also tells you to read the terms and conditions.
So what you going to do? You going to take my money and give me the 35% back on my money?
I could do 50% for you.
You can do it all. Because that don't make no sense. You don't tell people they won something and turn around and put in a whole bunch of other stuff up under there. No, you don't do that. That's false advertisement. If you say I want it, I want it. You need to quit putting it on there if it's not so. Either you all going to be sued for false advertisement. I've already checked it. I got a lawyer member in the family. This has been done too many times.
Yes, ma'am. Just make sure that you read your terms and conditions the next time.
I sure will. Just make sure I get my money back. Not part of it. Not 35, not 50. All of it.
I can do
it. Because I don't have money. Look, ma'am, I am unemployed. I'm disabled. I don't have money to give away.
Okay. I definitely understand. I'll be right with you. This was due on the 19th?
Yes.
Okay, so I can get your account canceled, so you will no longer be billed anymore.
Not anymore. I mean, I want a refund, and I don't want to be billed anymore. I'm not going to be billed anymore, and I want a refund.
Okay.
Is this where this $89 is coming from as well?
No, ma'am. It's coming from somewhere else.
Okay.
So I refunded you your money.
How much?
$59.89.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and get you counseled.
And what's your name?
Okay, so you're already counseled. So my name would be Sateria.
Spell it for me.
Sateria.
Your last name?
I can't give that out, ma'am.
You can get all of my information, but I can't get yours.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to be looking for this back in my account.
3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.